What we have on the screen is a fresco in the south of France. It's Mary Magdalene, and she has this long, flowing, beautiful rose cape of energy, and she's sending out the master teachers. Now, why is that so important is that if you will remember, when we finished level one and we were in the light conference on segment 19, which was the last Sunday, Milena went over the earth history of the divine feminine. And we'll make that available to you. But you will note when you do look at it, that historically the feminine has been vilified, denied, and as we see today, there's a lot of violence around any women that are trying to themselves heard. So it was really important. She was a co-teacher with Yeshua, and they were trying to put a template on the earth, which is our mother, that would last. Well, it did last, but it had to go underground. And in the south of France, they honored that. So you had the Templars, and you have in all the churches in the south of France, you will find the Mary Magdalene emblems and codes. They are there. So keeping that in mind, and that yesterday was Earth Day, and Earth Day is when we honor our mother, the earth, and all the elements and the elementals. So they are very prevalent. Plus, we understand there were a lot of cosmic changes. We had eclipse, we had the new moon. There were so many things that are involved in the feminine aspect of things. So with that in mind, our invocation today: ring out the bells. The time has come. The time to open our hearts, our minds, our tongue, to celebrate the holiness of our being, of who we are, the I Am presence as one, united in the collective spirit of the Almighty Source of all that is. Bring forth the master teachers, the meek of flesh, but strong of spirit, to call forth a new earth, a new beginning, filling the earth, the waters, the air, and the cosmos with the sound of love, of harmony, of peace. May all creatures answer the call. May the divine masculine and the divine feminine reach out to come together as one, to create a world, a cosmos of divine love, harmony, of peace.